Even as the number of new coronavirus cases and deaths continues to grow, President Trump said today that the White House Coronavirus Task Force will shift its mission and turn its focus to safety and reopening the country.
And Jeremy, across the Atlantic in the UK, Britain now has the highest coronavirus death toll in Europe, more than 32,000 deaths. And with that as a backdrop, Prime Minister Boris Johnson, himself still recovering from COVID-19, faced opposition leader Keir Starmer in the House of Commons for the first time. Here's Johnson.
I believe that, of course, there will be a time to look at what decisions we took and whether we could have taken different decisions. But I have absolutely no doubt that what the people of this country want us to do now is, as I said just now, to suppress this disease, to keep suppressing this disease, and to begin the work of getting our country's economy back on its feet. And I look forward to working with him and colleagues around the House to do just that.
NPR's London correspondent Frank Langford is here. And Frank, we hear Prime Minister Johnson saying time to look ahead. But Keir Starmer criticized Johnson's government for being slow to implement a lockdown, slow to ramp up testing, slow to provide personal protective gear to healthcare workers. Do Brits see this as a legitimate criticism?
Absolutely. The government, you know, ordered a lockdown back on March 23rd. This was even after many people here were self-isolating. British Medical Association said 48% of its doctors had to buy or protective gear or rely on donations. The one genuine success we've had here is the National Health Service hasn't collapsed, but otherwise it's not a good record.
Well, yes, and that when you make your bar, the fact that the whole system hasn't collapsed, you know. And so what is Johnson saying in response? This is a pugilist.
Yeah, he's actually agreed on some points and was deflecting on others. He said the lack of personal protective equipment was enraging. And on the death toll, he's claiming that there's just not enough data to say the UK has surpassed Europe. And what's really interesting to me, Robin, is, you know, Johnson is a populist. He doesn't really focus that much on detail and policy. And what was interesting was to watch Starmer. He's the new Labour leader, a former prosecutor. He was very forensic in the way that he approached Johnson. Johnson wasn't able to play to the crowd in the House of Commons because it's mostly empty. And I think showed some of the limits of Johnson's political approach, particularly in a crisis like this.
Well, in fact, you spoke to, the average citizen there. What are they thinking?
I think most people here don't think it's a very good record. A recent poll showed nearly 60% feel the government had failed them in not acting sooner. And this is a woman named Rochelle Lawson who delivers packages in London. This is what she said this morning.
We just took too long in our lockdown, and we haven't really taken our lockdown as serious as they have. I mean, I've got family that live in Spain and they've literally not been able to leave the house at all, which I personally wouldn't have liked, but I feel that that has made a big difference on the impact of the death toll.
So there's the view from one citizen. Meanwhile, we just want to ask you quickly while we have you about epidemiologist Neil Ferguson, also suffered COVID-19 and was the key government advisor on the coronavirus response. His models, the Imperial College models of the disease, were what spurred the lockdown finally on March 23rd. And he's now quit because he said he violated the restrictions that he advocated for. I think he went and saw a girlfriend. That's got to be reverberating.
Yeah, it was on the front pages of the papers today. Basically, his excuse was, his explanation was he thought he was immune because he already had it, but he felt that he had to resign because it seemed hypocritical, I guess, to a lot of people here. But some people also wonder if the timing of the story, since this did happen some time ago, was actually designed to distract from the death toll, which so dominated the news last night.
That's NPR's Frank Langfitt from London. Frank, thanks as always.
You're very welcome, Robin.